Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are talking all things Puerto Rico. And we just announced a great contest. So if you are
wonderful contest.
So if you're just joining us, I better review that, those details.
I know, Anita, you have to. That is such an awesome contest.
It is.
Let our listeners know again. I know they need their pen and paper.
They do need their pen and paper, so pull it out, and here we go. This is our first really big contest.
So, and it's a big one.
It is. And Doc Bill looks like he's ready to maybe answer some of those trivia questions. And that's really how the listeners will have a chance to participate, is answering trivia questions all about Puerto Rico. So what we have is we want to send you to Puerto Rico. So we are giving away 4 fabulous hotel stays in beautiful Puerto Rico.
Fabulous.
Now, our third price package is 2 nights stay at Howard Johnson's Hotel in San Juan. It's real close to the cruise port. Mm-hmm. The second price package includes 2 nights at the Wyndham Hotel. And the first price package is a 2-night stay at the beautiful Four Points Sheraton. Now, those are our first, second, and third prices.
But there's more.
There's definitely more. We have a grand prize. Bill, are you doing a drum roll there?
We're doing a drum roll. Right.
there it is. Yay! So the grand prize is going to be 5 days and 4 nights at the luxurious Intercontinental Hotel there in San Juan. Now, we have Doris, who's still with us. So, Doris, we are so excited. We are still trying to find.
We all want to go, Doris. So, just
Hi, Anita.
We are trying to find a way to get there, too. So, I don't know if stowing away in whoever wins that grand prize, we can stow away in their bag. Maybe that's the way to get there.
Well, Doris has big bags. We'll stow away in her bag. Doris, you can take us.
That sounds perfect. But we're definitely wanting our listeners to go to the Facebook page for the Travel Bags with Anita on www.facebook.com/travelbagswithanita and check out each day bits of information and trivia points that we will have about Puerto Rico. Then the next morning, you'll need to listen to the Bill and Joel show in the morning, where there will be a question about what we have posted the day before about Puerto Rico. And if you're able to answer that question and be the right caller, then you have qualified to participate for those grand prizes, which I just mentioned, the first, second, third prize and the big grand prize.
Oh, and Anita, don't forget, they should like your page as well. They need to like Travel Bags with Anita.
Yeah, because if they like us, then they will automatically get an email or get an update when we post the trivia each day.
It's a very likable site. They want to do that.
They definitely do. Now, all of this talk about going to Puerto Rico has me now thinking about Puerto Rican food, because nothing is like a great plantain. So I know that Doc Bill has created a couple of really good dishes here. So, Doc Bill, what is this I'm seeing on the plate here? Describe it so our listeners can see it as well.
We have some great Puerto Rican food here, and it basically consists of a Puerto Rican roast pork, which is seasoned with a lot of those great herbs and spices. We have some fried plantain, the sweet as well as the green plantain. And then we have a classic rice and beans dish. But earlier you were talking about a very well-known dish called mofongo, which is a great Puerto Rican dish. Can you tell us a little bit about that dish and what goes into it?
Doris? Well, yes, the mofongo, it's mainly with plantain. Not the sweet plantains. It's the rare plantains. You fry them, you smash them, and then you stuff it. It could be by itself. You put garlic on it, but it could be stuffed with seafood, stir steak, chicken, you name it. But what I've heard, and I've tried it as well, the one thing that is new in Puerto Rico is the trifongo. Trifongo is the mofongo with plantains, sweet plantains, and yuca, which is cassava. Mm-hmm. So that one is the bomb.
I can definitely see where that could be, because particularly when you use yuca or cassava, it's when it's boiled and then fried, it's a very light dish when you mix that with the mofongo, with the plantain.
Yes,
that makes a great combination.
We have by itself mofongo de yuca, which is cassava mofongo,
right,
or the plantains, but now You know, in the culinary, also people like to explore and do new dishes. So nowadays, all of the restaurants in Puerto Rico are doing trifongo. Now mofongo is, that's something from the past. They're calling the trifongos, but it's a great, great dish, even if it's the mofongo itself.
That's great. When people think of Caribbean food, what comes to mind is Jamaican food and Cuban. Could you contrast the difference between Jamaican food, Cuban food, and Puerto Rican food?
Well, I will say it's mainly our spices. The sofrito, it's very common in Puerto Rico. And Cuban, it's more likely of Puerto Rican cuisine. But they, for example, for us, is the arroz con gandules. And for them, for the Cubans, they do the congri. And then from, basically it's what they use to season the food and the meat. Our sofrito, what we do for chicken stew, for beans, you blend certain things. I cannot develop the recipe. No, I'm kidding. There's some things on the recipe. A lot of people do different things, but as I grew up, it's like blendering, garlic, onions, peppers, sweet peppers, and some other. And you blend that, and then you will even freeze it, or you can leave it in the fridge. But it's good for making any kinds of stew, like soups. I would say mainly it's in the sofrito and the spices that you use, because our seasoning is not too hot.
And that's something I've noticed about a lot of pork and food. It's not as hot as some of the other cultural foods, but it's great flavors, great stews, and a variety of very, really good fresh ingredients that come together to make a really good mixture.
Yeah, everything we like to make it fresh. And most of the restaurants... sometimes you have to wait for them a fungo, but it is because they are doing it fresh.
Doris,
it's a process, and I rather wait and then afterwards, you know, trying the mofongo or but there's some. I have tried mofongos here in some places, but they use the frozen plantain, and it's not the same. It's not the same flavor.
I agree. You have to use fresh. You mentioned earlier the Tejano Indians, which were the indigenous people to Puerto Rico. Here in North Georgia, we have the Cherokee Indians and the Creeks. But out of those two tribes, the Cherokees is the group that has the most influence, and we still have a lot of people that are of Cherokee descent and Cherokees themselves. But can you tell us a little bit about the Tejano culture in areas in Puerto Rico where they still exist, and is the language still intact, or is it not?
No, we don't have any more than the dialect, but now it's only Spanish. But something that you mentioned, they are three words that came from Taino Indian that they are known all over the world. It's hurricane, which is huracán. The other one, it's barbacoa, which means barbecue. Taino Indians, they used to use a lot of trees. Now you can use the charcoal here for barbecue, but that was mainly, they cooked a lot with barbecue, rice as well. They will do like a fire and some like in some pans that they have created over the years. Doing rice, I don't know if you have tried that, but doing the pigeon pea rice, which is arroz con gandules, in the barbecue, in the charcoals, that is the best.
That sounds really good. Well, you definitely have our mouths watering here in the studio. And like I mentioned, Doc Bell has made a couple of really neat dishes as well.
Delicious, just delicious.
So quickly,
he has done Puerto Rican cuisine proud today.
Quickly, do you want to tell her what you've made there, Bill?
We made again a Puerto Rican roast pork dish in which the pork is rubbed down with a variety of spices, cumin, garlic, a little bit of olive oil, fresh cilantro, and sour orange juice is also used in the marinade, and it's slowly roasted.
Oh wow!
And delicious.
And again, the plantains, and again, the plantains are the, particularly the green plantains are twice fried, which makes them nice and crunchy, and that's a nice little technique that's very, very helpful.
Very, very good. Very good.
And again, like rice and beans. Again, there's so many different varieties of rice and beans, and we'll post these recipes on the internet, but they're great recipes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Doris, this has been great, and I'm so excited about the contest and everything. And now for our listeners, please, please, please check the Facebook page tomorrow, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, because we will have our first trivia bit of information there. And then on Monday morning, make sure that you are listening to Bill and Joel in the morning, because they will have those great questions and an opportunity for you to win.
Anita, let's tell them what time Bill and Joel are on.
5:30 to 9.
Great. We don't want them to sleep during that time. They've got to listen and call in.
Absolutely. Doris, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you. And for our listeners, please join us next in 2 weeks when we'll be back with more travel tips. North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.